Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's November 16th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
It could be better, but I'm fine. It's the family, doesn't it? So lots of cleaning and taking care of sick people. So
the joys of having kids in daycare. Yes. You get to bring home the plague all the time.
Yeah. Joy.
Yeah. It's what you sign up for with parenthood, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have our little men. As a break from the living little men.
And yes.
Women. Yeah. Well, it looks like we got a pretty good list this week, so let's get right to it. So first up, and as always, we're going to talk about our Nod crowdfunding news. Number one on the list is TT Combat, Fantasy Heroes.
Yes, so TT Combat are known for MDF buildings, but they have a couple of miniature release now, and those are their first miniatures, and they are two fantasy heroes. The first one is a feral orc chief, and the second one is a vampire countess. So both are resin miniatures for fantasy stuff. So looks pretty good. Boutique resin price.
Yeah. So £7, so about $10 a miniature. Mm-hmm. But $12 a miniature, I guess. It's not horrible, I have to say. The sculpt quality looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's interesting because I don't find they look... Well, the orc doesn't really look like a GW orc or any outsider.
Not exactly.
I mean, you can look at it and you know it's an orc, but it's got its own style. So I don't know how well it would fit into the typical armies we'd see this as a hero for, right? But if you're just painting it for a display piece or for the fun of it, then that's cool. The vampire is a little bit more traditional looking. She definitely looks like she's got a little bit of a GW thing going on. All right, both very cool. All right, next up, Freebooter Miniatures, November releases.
So the first big one is Marshala Sylvie. It's a mercenary large character. Usually all those models are pretty small, but this one is, how do you call that, a Naga?
Yeah, she's a Naga.
So, Pirate Naga, which looks cool. And the second one is a specialist for the Imperial fleets, I think. Delora Waits. So, musician. She has a saber in one end and a violin in the other. No, she doesn't work for the Imperial. She works for the Pirates.
Okay. So. She looks pretty cool.
Yes.
And... Is that a pile of terrain I see on their page?
Yes, it's what they call the fish market.
Now, is it bad I'm looking at this and all I'm thinking of is, that would make cool Guild Ball terrain
for my fisherman team. I thought the exact same thing.
Because the pieces aren't too big. There's a couple walls. Some of the bigger pieces are too big.
They fit for casual games. But yeah. They don't fit into the organized play size.
Yeah, because they're bigger than 2x2,
obstructions,
right?
Yeah, it's 2x2. 2x2 is pretty small. So I think most of those pieces are bigger than that. If not by much, still a bit bigger.
Still tempted.
Yeah.
All right. Next in line, Puppets War, Orc Gunner, and Combat Thugs.
So... That's two new releases, but overall, it's the same buddies, same type of heads, but you have different weapons. So the first ones are shooting weapons, and the second ones are melee weapons. And you can exchange the bits you cannot exchange the bits because they are not sold in the same packs, but the models are about the same. So they are pretty heavy models, heavily armored. They would make,
like knobs or something.
Yeah, knobs. That's what I was looking for.
The what's funny is their melee weapon, at least one of them I'm looking at, it looks like a heavy bolter. It's got the box mag and everything, but instead of a barrel on the end, it's a giant claw.
Mm-hmm.
So this is funny. They really didn't try too hard, you know.
No, it's really the same base pieces and only the last part switched between.
It's just the barrel tips.
Yeah. It fits because it's orky, so even for the close combat weapons, it's fine. But doing the same thing for any other races might not work.
Yeah, you know what's funny, though, eh? is I just realized on the Puppets War page that the models, the weapon tips, I guess you could say, are pre-drilled for magnets.
Yeah, some companies are doing that now, so that's so really cool.
It's like they want you to buy just the other weapon. Maybe, I don't know if they sell the other weapon pack by itself. Possible. But I'm assuming they do. And that's a cool thing. And give you the option of just swapping out what you need. Well done, Puppets War. All right. Next in line. Something I didn't think I'd see again. Outlaw Miniatures. Ladies of the West pre-order.
This is a line of new acolytes for all the factions. So it's all lady characters. They're all characters. They're not just generic goons. And one for every faction out there. And they look pretty good. Yeah. And what you said, the Outlaw has been sold to Wayland Games.
Yeah.
And that's pretty quick for a new release with the Switch. Uh-huh. So they were probably already in the work. And it's a good thing because it shows that they are not dropping it.
Yeah, they're serious about trying to continue the game, which is cool. Because the game had a lot of neat elements. I think the biggest problem was that Battlefoam / Outlaw Miniatures didn't have the time to dedicate to it to really make the rule set ironclad.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with like a living rule book. And from what I understand, anyway, there was a lot of changes going on all the time. So it was kind of messy.
And there was a big dichotomy between fully customizable size. You can play skirmish and big army. And that doesn't translate well, usually.
And yeah.
It seems like it was the case.
Yeah. But anyway, we're seeing these new releases. There are some pretty cool looking models. I like the Sophia Antonella, the woman that looks like she's wearing the dress.
Sombrero?
And a sombrero.
Yeah, she's my favorite one. Yeah, she works for the Golden Army. That's the Mexican / Texan gang.
Yep. You know, this game, these like you said, they're all characters. They're all sidekicks. And, you know, and Outlaw Miniatures has nice sculpts. They've always had nice sculpts. I really like, I have a Holy Order army. I really like the models. So they do a good job. I hope the game continues. I'm sure it would make Jim Wapple happy too, because he was such a big fan. Next up, it's been a couple weeks, Antoine. We haven't talked about this game. Warlord Games, new Conflict 47 releases.
Yes, they release lots of stuff, so why not talk about them? So it's not that much this time. There is a U.S. Midskipper Jumpwalker, which is one of their
mech. I love that thing. Oh my god.
Yeah, it looks so good. And after that are two German releases. The first one is the Heavy Panzer Schreck Team, or whatever. Yep. It's a
Heavy Panzer Schreck Team.
Yep. Panzer Schreck, I wasn't sure. It's a missile launcher overall. Yep. And a gang of Toten Corps, which are undead zombies.
I was going to say, I can't see them because the picture's small, but the pose just screams zombie. So
yeah.
You know, cool models out of Warlord. I am so tempted by this game.
Mm. The only reason I haven't jumped in yet is they have the special stuff only for two factions right now, only the US and the German. There are rules for the Russian, I think, in the book, but the models are not out yet. And same thing for the other faction they will come out is the Japanese, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so right now you'd have to play, you could play Conflict 47, but with the other armies you'd have to play all traditional World War II stuff.
Yeah, and that's not interesting.
Defeats the purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we're a bunch who like the game, so I don't see us all jumping with the same two armies.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Especially as we have seen previews for some of the Russian stuff. They're war bears and...
I mean, war bears. What else do you need to say?
Yeah. So. We should at least get the book to take a look at it.
Well, Christmas is coming. Put it on your book, Santa.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Tor Gaming, Cthu, Wave 2 on pre-order.
Yes, so... I'm not sure I want to... Just read those titles. They're all unpronounceable names, as they should be, because of the inspiration behind them. So
yeah, they're very Cthulhu-esque. So we got a Sotharak Infants, which are little baby Cthulhu things.
Yeah, floating things.
The Cthu Shagra, which I don't even know how to describe that. It's like, no, I got nothing.
No,
it's tentacles and
it's a big teeth creature,
and yeah, just and reverse knees. You know. Then there's Cthulhu starter set, which is cool, and the Teeth of Thamos, which is like a if an octopus tentacle was actually a worm, and had teeth on the end. So really messed up looking stuff, but very fitting for the mythos, for the not Cthulhu stuff.
Yeah, so we last time we mentioned them, they add to delay the first wave release. So the Shagra and the starter set were in the wave one. So what's really in wave two is the Infant and the Thamos, but everything is releasing at the same time.
All right, let's see. What's up next? Ah, Night Models, new releases.
Yeah, first and biggest release of this group is the first box for the DC Universe miniature game. They are doing the same thing they did for the Marvel one. So it's not for Batman, which was their first game. It's the rest of the DC Universe, more of the super powerful characters.
But also containing Batman.
Yeah, but it's the movie version of Batman that
with the power armor.
Yeah. So, and the rules are in line with the Marvel universe. I'm not sure yet if they will be playable against one each other. Not if you ask the license guy.
Exactly, I'm sure.
But the base system is the same, and I've seen some of the cards, and they look really similar in how they work. So it's the same
cool looking models.
Same rules. So you have those, and after that, a bunch of other characters. So Captain Cold, Heatwave, the Mr. Freeze starter box. So Mr. Freeze with three henchmen, another box of mercenaries, and Rick Flag for the Suicide Squad group. Very cool. A bunch of tokens, too.
Nice looking models, as we come to expect from Knight.
Yes.
And last on the list of non-kickstarted stuff. Privateer Press's new releases.
Yeah, the first one you already got an order, if I remember.
Yes, I have it.
Oh, you have it in hand. That's it.
Oh, yes.
So, Megalith Rescult for the Circle or Burrows.
That makes me wonder if I should even contact Privateer Press to get the parts of my missing Megalith. Because I just bought regular Megalith, right? And he was missing the whole upper torso.
Yeah, probably not worth it. But still, they probably have pieces left. And they have the mold, so why not? After that, they have the Blightedness Warlord, a solo for Legion, Major Harrison Gibbs, a mercenary solo, and the long-awaited Hammerfall Siege Crawler, the mercenary battle engine that was in at least a book or two back.
Oh, at least two books ago.
Yeah.
But you know what? That model is worth waiting for. I don't care what its rules are. It totally looks... You know what? It totally looks like something out of 40K. It looks like a grot, like oversized grot tank.
I find it looks like something you would see in a Studio Ghibli illustration or movie.
Yeah, I can understand that too. But it is so weird looking. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I'll be honest, I almost ordered it last week.
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't even have dwarves.
Yet. But I saw it.
That's true.
I saw it on the pre-order list when I ordered my Megalith. And I was like, man, that thing looks so cool. And then I looked at the price tag and I'm like, yeah, I don't have that army. I shouldn't really be buying $100 models for it.
Mm. It's one of the new plastic kits, so it's probably fun to assemble too. Not a pain. Less mold lines.
Well, we don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen any of the big plastic kits.
But that's probably why it was delayed so much.
Yeah, probably. They had a lot of problems with their plastics. Anyway, so let's get going and get into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. First up, really? sorry, I pre-read this list and I went through all the links and somehow missed this. Steve Jackson Games Ogre Miniature Set 1.
Yes, so this is a first release of plastic ogre miniatures to use for the 6th edition, which is the new edition coming out, or the designer edition. With those two are the edition that came with the cardboard chits or cardboard miniatures you could assemble yourself.
Yeah.
So
they were like cardboard standees.
Yeah. They are made to work with the size of those standees, or they are also the same size as the old metal miniatures, or almost the same size. So they are interchangeable.
So Ogre is quite large, if I recall correctly. I know the box for the game was incredibly large.
Yeah, but it just adds so much stuff in the box. That's why. I don't think they are that big. The Ogre themselves are big. The rest of the miniature are smaller because the Ogres are all double X vehicles. It's a X-style game, yeah.
And that Kickstarter, when they ran the original Kickstarter, it was hugely successful.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like this one's going to be, you know, anything but hugely successful as well. So looking at it, they wanted $15,000. They're at $43,500 with 2 weeks left to go. And the project, well, it is fully funded, and it will end on November 30th. Next up, four A miniatures. Jeez. Maybe I shouldn't be reading this late at night, Antoine. 4A miniatures, Goblins and Sea Demons Wargames miniatures.
The name says it about, says it all. So it's a line of goblins and sea demons. All old style sculpting, so all green stuff sculpting miniatures for small goblins, lots of characters. The title one, the one we see when you get on the page, is Heavily Armored Goblins, which we don't see often. Looks cool.
He does. That model's belt, the big like belt buckle thing he has, makes me think of one of the old standards for like fantasy goblins way back.
Yeah, they fit that aesthetic. They all have they're goblins, but they all have like bat ears or demon-y ears, if I could say.
Okay.
And some ridge on their head, so they have a different look.
Yeah.
When you go to the one without helmets, it's clear that they have a different origin.
Yeah, definitely. And the sea demons look pretty neat, too.
Yes.
Using fish as guns seems a little strange.
Seems like Earth tyrannids.
Yeah.
Using other member of their species as weapon.
A lot of interesting stuff. Crab Rider. And some of the characters look cool. I mean, obviously you like Antoine, the goblins.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a bunch of neat miniatures. Definitely old school sculpting, like you said. But they have a lot of character. And that goes a long way. All right. Now, let's see. Let me get up to the top here so I can see when this all... So they were looking for 800 pounds. They've got 1,800 pounds. So they're fully funded. There's 22 days left to go. And the Kickstarter will be funded on December 8th, 2016. Next up is the Steampunk League Miniature Tale.
This is a trio of 54mm steampunk miniatures released for painters and collectors and everybody who like to own miniatures, not for gaming purpose.
Those weird folks.
Yeah. So there are three miniatures. The first one is a riding the old style bicycle with the giant front wheel.
Yeah.
One is riding a steampunk motorcycle.
And the last one is very cool looking.
Yeah, and it's kind of out of what we usually see for that time frame. Well, steampunk is very large in what it can represent, but so
yeah.
And the last one has a strange cloak probably used for flying or stuff like that.
Yeah, that motorcycle is pretty snazzy looking, I must say.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't mention it, but this is an Indiegogo project and not a Kickstarter.
Yeah, sorry, I'm still staring at the motorcycle sculpt and looking at, they actually used real gears and springs and coils of wire and stuff to make the model. So it's a pretty neat look. I don't know what it's going to cast up like, but it's pretty cool. Yeah, so they have an 800 euro flexible goal. There's 9 days left in Indiegogo, and they're about halfway there. A little over halfway there, actually. So it's looking good. I don't know when they started this Indiegogo campaign.
Don't know either. it's a bit harder to navigate than Kickstarter.
Yeah, definitely. But since the flexible goal, I mean, it looks like this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and with 9 days left, I mean, chances are they'll fully fund.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce this.
I think it's pronounce the letters. Yeah.
Esktoy Turbo. Yeah. The Rival Bikers Overdrive.
This is a board game about biker gangs trying to beat each other up.
Don't forget, it's mixed with anime.
Yeah, with an anime feel. Anime / miniature chibis, as we appropriated the terms. Mm-hmm. So this is made to capture the feel of a kart racing video game, so Mario Kart and stuff like that. It plays on two boards that you face one after the other. It's like a racetrack. And as your guys move forward, when you reach the end of the further track, the last track is removed and put in front. But everything that was on the last track is dead. So don't trail behind.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because I looked at the boards and I thought, it looks like the boards can slide one after the other.
Yes, that's how it works.
It's a neat idea. But yeah, that must suck if you're stuck on that last board when...
Try not to.
Yeah, don't fall behind. I guess it's one way to eliminate players, right?
Yes, it's one of the ways. Multiple ways. You're there to kill the other guys. So all the gangs are three member, and when you play a whole gang. So you play your three bikers, and you can blast them, push them, use speed bumps and stuff like that. So a lot of way to... destroy each other. And after that, there's the cool part. The cooler part about this are the miniatures, the little chibi bikers. They are cool. All kind of different gangs. You have the Bayside Beasties, which all look like either rabbit or cat-eared models, the Caliber City carcasses, the Middle Mutants, Street Terminators.
I'll be honest, like, can you just buy the models?
I think that has been asked. So I don't know if you can right now. But I've seen people ask it.
But how much is the game?
It's only $44.
Yeah, exactly. Let's figure another half of that for shipping, probably. It does look pretty neat. I mean, the game might be fun because it looks like it's simple. So maybe the style of game that my wife enjoys, because there's not a lot of crazy complex rules like she finds most of my games have.
Yeah.
It might be a fun family game, you know?
Mm-hmm. Shipping to Canada is between $15 to $20. So not that bad.
Nope. Because I kind of want one of the gangs. Okay. So they were looking for $55,000. They are currently at $5,400. So only about 10% there. I'm assuming this was a 30-day Kickstarter. It only started a few days ago. They have 27 days left to go.
Yep.
Their end date is December 13th, 2016. I really hope they fund. That's a pretty big goal, but I think that's... You know what? For a board game, I think that's probably a reasonable goal, considering production costs. I hope they do it, because those are some cool models. And maybe I'll have to help them do it. We'll see. Okay. next in line. Effin' Cool Miniatures. Kobold Press Bestiary. I don't know why I said it like that, but it sounded kind of cool. So.
You wanted to do your yeoman impression of doing strange voices when saying titles.
I think it's because I wasn't sure what I was reading. I was like, Kobold Press what? So tell us about this, Antoine.
Okay, so this is a collection of fantasy miniatures to fit with the Kobold Press universe. So Effin' Cool are licensing miniatures from Kobold Press, and this is their first, it's not their first project, but it's their first project in that universe. So the core funding is for a first 20 characters in that universe, and if they hit their stretch goal, well, they did already, they are unlocking additional characters in that universe. So, all kind of models. We don't see really any models in the project. We see a lot of artworks and some sample of miniatures they've done for previous projects.
Yeah, the artwork looks really cool.
But yeah, the art looks cool.
Definitely some cool concepts in there. Be interesting to see what the actual models look like. So as you mentioned, this is funded. So they wanted $7,000. They're at $15,000 already. They have 24 days to go. The Kickstarter will be fully funded on December 10th. All right. Last on the list this week. This is a name I can pronounce. Grand Arcanum Games. The Roots of Magic Miniature.
So the last part of the title, Student of Sorcery, is pretty important because they are... It's for a game that's already existing, but they are going to Kickstarter for their first... it's not an expansion, but their first add-ons to the game. So Roots of Magic is a skirmish game, and in the sense of one model per team.
Wow, okay.
So you play a wizard.
Super skirmish.
Yeah, you play two opposing wizards. They want to reenact fights like Gandalf versus Saruman in the tower and stuff like that. So everybody is a wizard or a powerful sorcerer. And you blast each other. So it's a full skirmish game. And this Kickstarter is to release acolytes for all the different houses of magic they have. So I don't know. I haven't read the rules. I've only seen some of the miniatures. The miniatures they have right now are already really good.
So so if you take an acolyte, do you get to double your army size?
Probably something like that.
From one to two? Yeah.
Yeah. I've not... read the rules, so I don't know how the allies enter into the gameplay. They might be just alternate models to use. Maybe less powerful ones. I don't know. But the miniatures look cool. We have some principles. I don't know if they are the allies or the first models, just to give an idea. But they look good. I've seen Roots of Magic on Twitter pretty often in the last year. And
those are existing models already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this says here are some examples of existing models. You get an idea of the quality we'll be offering you. They are very nice models. There's no doubt about it. They do have some talented sculptors and artists working there.
Yeah, and the concept of playing really, really low light. Like, we've been playing Guild Ball a lot recently, and six models is pretty small for a game. But going down to one or two...
Yeah, I know, eh? It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
If I remember, the rules are free online, or at least a quick start version, so I might look it up to see how it works.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, full game rules. Yeah, so downloading right now.
Well, I know what we're doing on Saturday now. all right, so they want 7,000 British pounds. They are at 2,000 British pounds with 28 days left to go. So they're on track. This project will be funded, if it reaches its goal, on December 14th, 2016. And I think that's a show, Antoine. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.
Well, then I guess I'll see you next week.
Yes. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com, where you will find the Game Crafter Official Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to the tabletop game print on demand company, The Game Crafter, and its growing community. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.